The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Yet another Disney movie that makes me cry within the first 5 minutes.
A struggling Disney studio turns to their go-to back in 1988, talking animals to make some fucking money.
And Bette Midler proving that even animated, she's still a bitch. No, and she's a female dog, guys, really. She's a dog.
This is Oliver and Company on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
She's also a bitch. Hey everybody, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, E.G. Seitz,
Francisco Landin,
and Emma Peterson.
This is the podcast where we're counting down the top grossing movies of the 1980s one by one, while we just get blasted.
Blasted drunk. I mean, we don't get blasted during the podcast, we get blasted like before, during, and after.
Yeah, it's a continuous blasting off.
This is also porn.
Yeah, it's
we also film this for our regular porn series. Francisco and Eric have a three-way.
Blast off.
Yeah, blasting off.
Francisco and Eric blasting off to Oliver and Company. Look it up on Pornhub. Yeah. 4 million fucking views. Also, a lot of thumbs down.
Yeah, the reviews are not good.
No. We're looking at 28%. But if you come across it, you're like, this is interesting. Blasting off to Oliver and Company.
Keep watching this, see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happens in this. I feel like the ending is going to be good.
Yeah, there's going to be a twist ending. Like Oliver Twist.
Ah.
Yeah. So we're talking about Oliver and Company. This is our first animated feature that we're getting to.
Crazy that this would be the first animated feature we get to.
Yeah.
We only get like two, right?
What's that? Yeah, there's only two on the list.
Yeah.
It's just this and
Little Mermaid?
Actually, no, there's three because Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It's also on the list.
Oh, yeah, that's half animated. There's a lot of animation in that,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is our only one of two animated movies in the whole fucking podcast.
And they're all Disney. No surprise. So no Land Before Time, no Fievel, American Tale.
Yeah. That's it. That's all. No, was it the one with the Fox and the Hound? No, Fox and the Hound.
Yeah, that was 80s too, right?
Yeah. Fox and the Hound was 80s, yeah.
So this is Disney at its kind of low points.
Yeah, this is when Disney was like didn't know where it was going. It was kind of struggling. This is before Little Mermaid.
Right, before Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Lion King and Aladdin kind of reinvigorated Disney as like the go-to for like animated family films.
What the hell were we watching then?
Disney movies.
Yeah.
We were watching Jungle Book and Snow White and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, we were still, because even in the 70s, they had like it still wasn't the best time for Disney.
No. I mean, once Walt died,
yeah,
it all kind of, there was a period of like, well, now what?
Oh, they were the Apple.
Yeah. There was like, oh, Jobs is gone now.
Let's just keep putting out shit until somebody really gets upset.
What the fuck do we do? Yeah, let's. But this had some cool like New York animation in it.
Yeah, so they took a lot of photos and stuff of New York. It tried to really capture the city and the feel and the people. You mentioned while we were watching, it's kind of the most diverse cast.
Yeah, which is interesting. It's a very diverse. There's like Cheech Marin is in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the most.
That's all you got. No, but like I don't know if you the female lead, but the other like the female that's part of the gang.
Rita.
Rita.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of black people in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, like three.
Yeah.
Like three black people. Which
both
in the 80s.
Dobermans.
In a Disney movie in the 80s, like Computer Wore Tennis Shoes era. Yeah. No black people in those fucking live action movies. No. You have to be dogs.
But, and even at the very beginning, you've got the black guy with the radio. You got the little Asian girl. Like, it's like, hey, it's New York, you know? You even got the guy, well, hey, I'm pushing something over here.
Yeah. You know. So, man, I think the people that, like, the animated scumbags are really, really good.
Yeah, some great scumbags.
It reminded me a lot of the rescuers, like that whole swamp scene where,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like the scummy swamp people were so scary and scummy, and they did a really good job in this, like doing the same thing.
Well, and this actually, when it was originally conceived, was going to be connected to the rescuers,
which is
and,
crazy.
Yeah, and then it just kind of didn't work as a script, and so they rewrote it and stuff and made it its own thing. But it's interesting that you saw that connection even without that.
Yeah. I mean, because the 80s, we have... Rescuers was in the 70s. That was 77.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Black Cauldron, Fox and the Hound, Little Mermaid.
Which Fox and the Hound Great Mouse is not Detective. A million miles away from what this movie
no,
is.
No, not at all.
And it really felt like way lower budget.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But that might have had to do with the animators. These are animators that came off of like Heavy Metal and like...
Right.
It has like a grittier animation.
Yeah, it definitely has a grittier... There's a couple of scenes that almost look like rotoscopes.
Right.
In that kind of late 70s, early 80s sort of animation way.
Like 101 Dalmatians style.
There's the one of the dogs from 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, Bungo. Like a weird little cameo.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Which is, that dog was long dead from 101 Dalmatians. It was like in Paris. Yeah. Turn of the century? No, it wasn't turn of the century. It was like the 30s or something.
It had been a while.
This was 50 years later. That dog is long dead.
No, Pongo lives forever.
They just drew him there. He didn't even talk or nothing.
Well.
Yeah, they just drew everybody there.
I mean, I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Animation? So this movie brought in $73.430 million
fucking dollars. That is so much money for this movie.
It's not
that good.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's not bad.
No.
And it is a family-friendly Disney film. And even at their lowest, Disney's still Disney.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, they released like 6 movies in the 80s. And 2 of them hit top 100. And nowadays, they release 6 movies in a decade. And all of them hit
top 100.
Yeah, like sure. their muscle. But for them to be like in this weird, submersive, like weird indie almost style of animation and to still hit a couple, especially this one, to hit the top 100, that's an accomplishment, I think.
Yeah, but it's still Disney. It's Billy Joel. It's Bette Midler.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Cheech
stars.
Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
Dom DeLuise.
So, I mean,
I know we were talking about big stars, but...
He's
to be noted.
Dom DeLuise in an appearance without
I was going to say, no Burt Sands, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that should be mentioned. Burt Reynolds was up for the part of Dodger.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
That would have been cool, actually.
Burt Reynolds and Steve Martin. Actually, Burt Reynolds would have been way fucking cooler as Dodger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, the story is just...
But can Burt Reynolds sing?
Oh, absolutely not.
Of course he can sing.
Can Burt Reynolds act?
Yes.
Can Burt Reynolds act other than just acting cool?
Chewing gum.
Yeah. Being funny, forgetting his fucking lines. If I did learn anything from like all the behind the scenes,
he
fucking sucks. He doesn't know any of his lines.
He's the Mike Tyson.
What am I saying?
All right, I'll say that.
I like you.
Cut, print, perfect. You still got it, Bert.
I'm a bandit. What are you going to do?
I love Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, so I guess we should cover the plot on this. And then you mentioned in the beginning, the movie starts with a cat
fucking
almost
tragedy,
dying.
Tragedy. Always fucking tragedy.
Yeah, so it's a box of kittens. Oh, spelled God. Adorably, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, it's like
misspelled in an adorable kid way.
And they're $5 each.
Yeah, $5 each. Although, like you pointed out, there's no one there collecting that money.
No one. There's no one even making sure that the kittens are like not getting squashed by cars.
Yeah, so people are just picking up these cats.
$5 seems a little insulting, like... Don't even charge anything if you're going to charge $5.
Yeah. Well, again, back in 1988, though.
That's
a $30,000 cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fancy fucking New York cats.
$30,000 sidewalk cat.
Per kitten.
Per kitten. So people were picking up these kittens, and except for the one.
Even after
they say free, nobody wants old Oliver.
Oh, God, they just leave him in the rain.
He just gets left in the rain. To die.
Yeah, exactly. They just, like, why don't they keep, or, like, take it to a pound or
horrible,
some shit?
Horrible.
All they
New
do
York
is they just, like,
people.
Leave the, like, they just ride free and then kick the fucking box out into the street.
Right into the rain.
Yeah. With any luck, that kitten will drown in this fucking box, and then you will never have
don't
to
say
feel
that.
You'll never have to feel the cold steel,
world
steel sewer that is this fucking New York City. It does paint a picture of New York in the 80s that I think is and looking at it now, back when I was a kid, like, I was like, oh, look how funny it is. Like, oh, look at the guy with the hot dog stand and all that shit. Now I'm like, oh, New York was fucking shitty in here.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's just stray dogs and I don't know, that dude that lives with the stray dogs. And the dogs are robbing or stealing radios out of cars. I don't know. It was a fucking madhouse.
Yeah, New York was a madhouse. Yeah.
Pre-Giuliani, that place was a shithole.
Only we could bring back that the real New York,
the real New York,
where dogs were stealing cars
and stereo systems
and stuff.
That's a city that where that's a thing. Like that's a city where people in New York are like, man, I miss the fucking scumbags.
The old New York.
Yeah, I miss the old New York with the porn, like the porn theaters and all that. Like Detroit isn't. Like I wish we're doing all right now, but I wish we could go back.
I wonder, for bankruptcy. In 20 years, is Flint going to be like, hey, remember when we had poison water?
I wish we could go back to being that badass.
Good time.
Yeah, my dad lived in that poison water the whole time.
He was a tough son of a bitch. So, that was when we're men.
New York is that city. I think I wish we could go back to like taxi driver style of just like shitty cabs and fucking naked ladies walking around and shit and fucking just
bums overdosing
cocaine.
Every corner.
Go back to the real New York. I don't like this Disney store in Times Square, New York anymore.
Fucking Al Roker. Yeah. I don't like this Al Roker New York we've created. Yeah.
I want the one where people step on your neck as soon as they look at you. Like that's a New York
kill
that
you
I
for
want.
Your shoes.
That's a New York I like.
Was that Jordan's? Stab.
It's like the opposite of LA. Like everybody, people in New York are like, nah, I fucking love New York. Like as rough as it is. In LA, everybody's like, I fucking hate LA.
Yeah. All the time.
Everybody
no matter
who
if
lives
you're
LA,
a celebrity or not, you hate LA.
Yeah. Everybody who has ever lived in LA that I know, they're like, oh, fucking hate LA.
Yeah it's terrible.
Because it's terrible except for the perfect weather. Like,
It's like paradise except for the people.
Except for the people and the... really the people.
Yeah, it's really the people that just fuck it up.
Or maybe you see Elijah Wood in a toy store one day.
Like, that's true.
That's pretty cool.
I'd be pretty psyched to see Elijah Wood in a toy store. Yeah.
That's pretty rad. I'd be like, where's all the Lord of the Rings? Wait.
Are you looking for Bilbo? I'm looking for Bilbo.
Anyway, New York plays a big part in this fucking movie.
Yeah, the whole opening song, which is Huey Lewis, sans the news.
Sans.
But singing about New York.
Yeah.
And how don't give up your dreams because your dreams are what make you like brave.
Sure.
That's what the word said.
Yeah, and then the whole time when they're singing that, all they're doing is like stealing food. And
no, the whole time they're singing that, the cat's fucking dodging cars and
in
the rain.
Not to die.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Think up on your dreams of not dying, kid. Hang in there to not dying.
You know that weird intuition of staying alive? Keep on.
Exactly.
Yeah, keep doing that. Yeah. That's your dream. Good for you.
Good for you, cat.
Good for you,
little kitten, little guy.
Most people are like, I just want to have a family and kids. You don't want to die.
You just want to live.
Yeah, go place, kid. You're a big star.
The hardest thing about this movie is that it Rutiger, my other cat, not the current cat who is terrible, he was orange, and I got him in a shoebox.
Really?
He was in a shoebox. So
in the rain?
I mean, it might as well have been. It was a rough day for both of us.
Yeah, there was metaphorical.
There was metaphorical clouds.
Yeah. Was there a gang of dogs?
Yes.
That were taking care
that
of
that adopted?
It's called all of the...
It's called Texans.
Yeah, it's called all of the people in the Texas community that I was living in.
Just scum.
They are.
So the movie starts out after Oliver manages to live through the night. We're introduced to the coolest dude ever.
Dodger.
Billy Joel's character, who is a dog.
The coolest Billy Joel ever fucking get.
Yeah.
Yeah
is in
true.
Dog form.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knocks over the whole sunglass thing. Sunglasses land on his face. Yeah. He keeps going.
He jumps onto cars. He dances on a cement mixer while it's mixing.
Yeah.
Like, come on. He like jumps onto like a one of those giant. What
the
do you call
them? Build the buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crane.
It's like a beam. Cranes, yeah. But,
yeah.
It's,
but
a,
it's not a beam. It's because it's hollow. Platform. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Oh, those are big. Those
the big
round
circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big circle.
Tube thingy.
Tube things.
The big cement tubes.
Cylinder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, on one of those spins around.
I know a lot of things, guys.
I think, and then also he does one of the coolest things ever, which is he walks past a bunch of fucking like homeless, dirty rats with sunglasses on, and they totally give him like the accolades. They're totally like,
hey,
that's fucking
there
Dodger.
He
creates an entire parade down the middle of the street of dogs that are just like, holy fuck, that dog is cool.
Yeah, that's a cool fucking dog.
Do you think this is when like Billy Joel was married to Christie Brinkley in real life, and he was like, yeah, fuck you, I got a supermodel as a wife, even though I'm not attractive.
And yeah, so, I mean, like, he's never been attractive.
No,
it's good to be rich.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, he was married to her, so do you think he just kind of went off of that and was like, yeah, I could be the coolest dog in New York?
Yeah, I'm not the coolest guy
I'm
in New York,
I'm
but
not,
I bet
but
you could be a pretty cool
dog.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm married to?
I think, like, well, his voice work was really lacking, though.
No, I was shit.
You can't hear what the fuck he's saying half the time.
That's a mix problem, though.
That's a mixing problem, too, yeah. No, but even that, like, every time he wasn't, like, singing, he was just like,
he's pretty flat. He's pretty flat.
Yeah. I feel like,
but he's not a voice actor.
That's true.
And that's the mistake that a lot of these movies make and still make to this day.
Yeah,
is
you hire
like,
a fucking singer,
or they just hire random celebrities who have never done voice work, and it's not the same.
Yeah, exactly. Get yourself some Alan Tudyk in there, man.
Fuck yeah! Get our best friend Alan Tudyk in your movie.
Close personal friend Alan Tudyk in your movie. I'm going to ask you guys a personal favor to get my good friend Alan Tudyk a job doing some voice
work. He's only doing like 10 projects a year. He needs the work.
He needs real work.
Yeah. He's Emmy nominated now.
Yeah, that's true.
Con Man.
We were there.
We were.
Yeah, because we're his friends.
We're his good personal friends.
Yeah.
I saw it with my eyes, guys.
Yeah.
They're telling the truth.
Yeah, we took a picture and everything, just in case you guys were wondering. Yeah. And we didn't want to do it for us. We did it for you guys.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, you know what? People are asking.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. We'll take a picture. And then Alan.
Prove it, I guess.
Alan is like, finally, I've been asking you guys for weeks. And we're like, all right,
Alan,
we'll fucking do it.
Don't be too eager.
We'll
it's
do
weird.
It. Yeah. You're weirding me out a little bit, but we'll take the picture. And then, all right, well, go do whatever the fuck you do, Alan.
Bye.
But yes, getting actual voice actors generally does help.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of singers. Although I didn't think he was bad, but
no,
it just
eventually,
was super
he's just not great.
Yeah.
When you have him next to Dom DeLuise or Cheech
Marin,
yeah,
like,
who are just
amazing.
Acting their asses off.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't.
And Bette Midler too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's actually bringing a pretty heavy performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those. And he's kind of subdued for,
yeah.
For being the main character ish.
The coolest
kind
character.
Of.
Written
yeah.
in the Baloo.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you said it was
really
what a Baloo meets the Tramp,
Baloo
right?
Baloo and the Tramp mixed together. That's what you fucking get. And that's exactly what they were going for. That's what Disney was like. This is what we need.
Hey, we already wrote these two stories.
Yeah, we might as well. We already have the character written.
Yeah.
Yeah, the coolest fucking guy in the jungle.
He's like laid back and he takes whatever he wants. You know, who cares?
He's cool. He's got a song about being cool and not giving a fuck and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Why should I worry? Which is a direct descendant of... Bare Necessities, and a direct like precursor to Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, yes, exactly. Yeah. I can speak words.
You're not drunk enough.
No, I
know. You're not.
Not even not even close.
Not even close.
Is it because of the whiskey? Is it because of the brand?
It's because it's very bad.
It's because it's undrinkable.
So this movie is clear. It's completely lifted off of Oliver Twist.
Right. It's Oliver Twist, but with a twist.
He's a cat in New York.
Anyways, yeah. So he's a cat, and so he meets up with Billy Joel's character. Billy Joel takes him under his wing. Turns out Billy Joel is like the boss.
He's
just the coolest dude in this gang of dogs that steal stuff for their owner, who's like this homeless. Well, I guess they have a home, but he's like this bummy
fucking
scumbag who's like in debt to like this mobster.
Because he, remember, he reads,
he's a nice
them,
guy.
He reads them all that story.
He does. He loves his dogs.
Yeah, he definitely cares about his animals.
And he loves
he loves
Oliver. Once he meets Oliver, he's like, oh, his adorable little kitty. And he obviously gives them food and stuff, and they give him food, and they love each other and whatever.
Yeah.
But he's also a thief.
No,
and
he's a terrible human.
Yeah.
He He makes some steel shit.
And obviously he got in some big trouble because he owes this mob guy a lot of money.
Yeah, Sykes is the mob guy's name. Played by Robert Loggia.
Yes, he is.
I fucking love.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah,
Robert Loggia.
Yeah, he's great voice.
Yeah, God. And apparently Marlon Brando was offered the part.
Oh, okay.
But Marlon Brando's like, nah, this movie's not going anywhere. I'm not going to fucking do this movie. I feel like that's Marlon Brando's take on everything.
And everything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Even the movies that he did do.
He's like,
this movie's not going anywhere. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does Sykes. Which, and then Robert Loggia, if you ever saw like Innocent Blood, he plays a gangster in that. He's a really good fucking like gangster in it. But yeah, he owes money to this guy. So he sends his fucking dogs to steal for him. And they do. They like pretend to get hit by cars and then they steal car radios, which is pretty fucking rad.
Food, whatever. Yeah. Broken tennis racket.
Yeah. Yeah. All the Chihuahua does is just bite at wires.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they were going to pull the radio out.
Also, it's extremely racist that they have the Mexican dog stealing stereos. Like, I feel like this whole movie is just fucking racist, undertoned as hell.
Because the British guys are like super overly dramatic.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the actor.
Yeah.
Einstein is an idiot.
Yeah.
That's why they name Einstein, which is funny.
What is he?
He's like a Great Dane or something.
Yeah. He's the one that actually gets hit by the car. They said they're stupid.
He runs into the car.
He runs into the car. He gets fucking hit, and then they send like the British
to act like he's hurt.
And then they send the Mexican to steal the radio. It's a pretty solid plan.
Yeah.
They are definitely taking the most positive attributes of each.
We all know what you guys
I know what your strengths are. Get in there and cut those wires.
Let's do that. Yeah. Cut some wires. Mistake is sending the cat in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's a limo.
Cats don't do anything for anyone.
They don't give a fuck. No. Yeah. Cats have never given a fuck about anybody.
No.
And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly, but
no.
So the cat ends up getting found by a little girl.
And if you think that the dogs are stupid to steal car radios and shit like that, I did read a report like 10 years ago about in Russia, there's dogs that get on the subway because it's fucking Russia and there's just wild packs of dogs everywhere.
That's a true story. I have a friend who went to Romania. He married a girl from Romania and he went to visit her, or her family rather. And while he was there, one of the things when he came back was like, yeah, there's just fucking wild dog, like packs of wild dogs roaming
just,
the street.
Like, ruling like, the fucking street everywhere.
So you have to be careful when you go out at night.
Anyway, they do have packs of dogs. And I read a report like 10 years ago, and it was these dogs that they get on their on the subways and the trains from the outskirts, and then they go into the city all day and eat all the garbage from the businessmen and shit. And then at the end of the night, they get back on the train and go back out to the outskirts of the country.
They got to commute.
Where they go to sleep. They commute.
They commute.
Dogs learn to fucking commute. Yeah, exactly.
Go home.
They
got to
go to the
rest.
City. They got to go fucking eat some food.
Nobody wants
shit.
To live in the city.
And I come home and you just bitch and moan at me all day. I've been in the city. We're getting trash.
The city's too dangerous at night.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Got to go back out to the field. Yeah.
Also, was she mail order? Just going back to your friend.
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
They met in college.
Oh, okay.
She was an exchange student.
Exchange for money.
Now that you mention it, she was pretty attractive.
Yeah,
way more attractive than he deserved.
Yeah.
Sure, her name is Natasha. Aren't they all named Natasha? Yeah.
Her brother lived with them for a while, and they would sleep in the same bed because that's what they do in Russia.
Yes, it's... In Mother Russia,
bed sleeps on you.
Very true.
That's a dated. We're dating ourselves.
Yeah, very much
that
so.
Yakov, fuck us.
Yakov.
Yakov
Smirnoff,
right? Yakov Smirnoff. Yeah.
Like the vodka.
Yeah, like the vodka. That's where it came from. Yakov Smirnoff makes that fucking vodka. No, he doesn't.
No, I was gonna say what?
I believe that.
Yeah, I'm just making
gross.
That.
Gross. He's in Branson, Missouri,
vodka.
Right
it
now.
It is not good vodka. No.
Yeah.
He's got like a whole show in Branson, Missouri. Like. He's like the Wayne Newton of Vegas, but in Branson, Missouri. I'm not kidding you.
Holy
yeah, like
shit.
Yakov. Yeah. No, seriously. Like you drive down the strip in Branson, and there is this giant.
First
fucking
of all, Branson has
sign.
A strip.
No, totally. Like
it's lights and shit.
No,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's
holy
an,
shit,
it's a
Branson
fucking
sounds
it's a
incredible.
Nightmare for people who don't like white people like me. Like, it is, if you don't like white people, never ever go there. It's horrible. And so, except for they have like this Christmas village and they sell like Christmas stuff year round.
Luckily, fuck, I'm not a racist, so I want to go to Branson.
No, oh my God.
But there's this
Have fun with that.
There's this giant, like, moving sign of Yakov's, like, upper body. And he's like, Yakov! You know how he used to do that weird thing and it, like, doesn't... You saw it in King of the Hill episode.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I remember that King of the Hill
episode. That's a real thing.
He sells a joke to him and everything. Yeah.
But that's, like... Get like, the fuck out, the whole sign, like, moves, and it's Yakov. It's fucking dumb. It's so stupid.
So, if you're wondering what Yakov Smirnoff's been doing
he's
for
not
the
dead.
Fucking last
I mean, he's,
30 years.
In his spirit, he's dead.
I mean, in the,
his career.
He's dead inside.
Yeah, he's a dead. He's
dead inside for a long time.
It's been a long time since
you don't go into comedy if you're not a little dead inside.
But and this one's all the way dead.
Yeah, you don't fucking stop, like, you know.
No, like, he's, like, followed by the Statler brothers. You know what I mean? Like, we're... It's not good. It's like if Yeehaw was still on TV, they just built a town around it. No, I'm not even kidding.
That's a brand. Yeah,
no,
I've
it's
never
terrible.
Been there,
it's awful.
I believe that.
That sounds incredible.
Except for the Christmas town. That's awesome.
Speaking of Yeehaw and white people and stuff, there's a lot of smoking in this movie.
I have no idea how that's connected, but
not in any way. I just I started my notes.
Smoking.
I ran with it.
Yeah, no, great transition. Great transition. We're
There's
professionals.
There's a shitload of smoking in
there
this
was.
Fucking movie.
Cigars.
Everybody smokes in this.
Yeah, smoking super cool.
But remember,
did Cheech Marin smoke in this? No,
no, no. That would
I was disappointed. That would have been fucking great if that Chihuahua smoked.
He smokes after he like bites the wire and lights on fire. Anyways,
literally smokes.
He doesn't smoke.
Yeah, the rats are smoking.
The rats smoke. The bad guys all smoke.
Yeah, Sykes smoke. Does Domin Luiz's character smoke? Yeah, he smokes. Yeah everybody's fucking puffing up in this movie. Mm-hmm.
The little girl smokes.
Yeah.
Little girl's just like, Oliver, I'm going to be with you forever. I love you, Oliver. I fucking love this cigarette, though. Yeah. Fuck you, Oliver. Give me another pack.
You're going to be my cat.
I'm 5 years old.
There used to be so much smoking in all of the animation, though, because, like, Cruella de Vil smoked, you know, like, all the henchmen have always smoked in the Disney movies up until, I guess, fucking Little Mermaid, because they couldn't, because they were underwater.
Underwater? Yeah. My favorite by far Disney smoking is the Pinocchio fucking thing.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So fucking crazy.
It's so creepy.
Just like playing pool and smoking and throwing donkey ears and I love that shit.
Ugh, I don't like that movie.
But there was a lot of other smoking. There was that great Donald Duck, right, where he makes Huey Louis.
Oh, they smoke cigars.
Yeah,
and stuff?
They smoke cigarettes and he makes them smoke the whole car.
Yeah, that's the classic. Yeah,
yeah.
That's when I started smoking cigars real heavy.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald's old bit. I got into cocaine.
Straight into crack.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. So. There's a lot of smoking in this movie.
Yeah.
It comes with the New York thing, I think.
Yeah, well, and it's the 80s thing. And that was back when it was still okay to show that in a kid's movie because they actually trusted the kids wouldn't immediately see something on TV and be like, oh, I'll do that.
Because Oliver wasn't smoking. He was a fucking kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither was our hero. Both of our heroes. I was joking about the little girl, obviously. So the little girl, Oliver, and none of the actual gang of dogs.
No, they don't smoke.
Dodger,
no,
none of them.
No,
they don't smoke.
Like
so
the
all of the actual characters that you're supposed to like and like, associate with, none of them smoke.
And that's how it was in all of them, though.
Yeah.
Like, even in the rescuers, always like the villains.
Yeah. Which makes a lot of sense. And so you trust the kids to not want to be the villains. So they don't have to fucking smoke.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. But we just fucking like rocked
we
everybody's brain
we
right now.
We cracked it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world. That's common sense.
So anyway, the little girl sees Oliver and then she's like, he's my cat now. Like, I'm going to have a fucking kitten.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And then, so she brings him home to the...
She brings him home to her mansion because it's the 80s.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everybody has a fucking mansion.
No, but also because she's legitimately supposed to be like a wealthy girl.
Yeah.
Whose father is away on business and who's being taken care of by her like butler. By her very own Alfred.
Yeah.
And...
British.
Yeah.
But there's also...
So I assume... And she's a redhead, so I assume she grows up to be Batgirl.
that makes sense.
Connections, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of connections in this movie we'll get to later.
Yeah, Bette Midler is in this, and she's Georgette.
A French poodle,
yeah.
An award-winning French poodle.
Yeah, that's right. She's on the cover of Time Magazine.
Yeah, she's won 65 or something awards, blue ribbons. She's a show dog.
But she does not like Oliver being there whatsoever. No. She's a rich bitch.
Yeah,
so she's Bette Midler, basically.
Yeah, she's Bette Midler, just in
And Elizabeth Taylor level, or Zsa Gabor level of rich bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She even looks like that.
Yeah, we did joke that like Zsa Gabor would have been a pretty great casting for this.
A little bit redundant because of Aristocats, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's when Green Acres was on TV, and everybody loved that shit.
Was that Zsa Zsa, or was that...
Wasn't it?
Ava?
It was Ava Gabor.
Was it?
I get them confused.
I thought it was Zsa Zsa.
I think you're right.
I mean...
The lights! I remember her saying that. You are my wife.
In Green Acres?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what? What the hell were you
Green
watching?
Acres, she was definitely...
Was this one of those weird Univision things where they dub it over? Yeah, they dub it over in some fucking weird accent.
Again, dating ourselves, man. It was Ava Gabor in Green Acres.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Zsa Zsa just passed away.
Oh.
By the way.
Sad.
I know.
And then the last famous thing Zsa Zsa Gabor did was slap a cop. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Like early 2000s, she slapped a cop.
I was
going to
say that was
face.
Like when David Letterman was, because he talked about it. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Zsa Zsa Gabor could have played the Bette Midler part in this.
Yeah, she
could have. But Bette Midler, Bradley's still given to Bette Midler. Bette Midler's actually really good in it.
Yeah, she's,
yeah, I would agree
she's
with that.
Good at capitalizing on the fact that she is a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, in Ruthless People, she was a bitch and she did.
And the same thing, like a rich bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's this Georgette. She's this French poodle, super rich. She does not like Oliver whatsoever. And then the dogs, they think that he's been kind of like kidnapped. So they go to save him. So this gang, this ragtag gang of fucking dogs go to save him. And they find him and they get in there. But turns out he's living a swanky life.
Yeah. So they have, because you skipped over, they have the really sweet song where she's singing about how they'll always be together.
Yeah.
And
oh,
how
yeah,
much
on
she
the piano.
Loves him.
Yeah.
And it's like they go up to the park, and we were talking how she is yet to be corrupted by the internet. So
the internet,
she actually
or
like
cocaine.
Yeah, or cocaine. So she like goes outside and plays with animals
she
and stuff, and like eats ice cream.
Takes a bus to school.
Yeah, takes the bus to school.
Weird
which,
for a really rich.
Yeah,
chick.
She has a chauffeur. I don't know why
she's taking the bus.
Also, clearly, she's in private school. Like,
oh, of course.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
and then amongst all this, like humble, like we're walking on the park. I'm taking care of you, kitten. She buys him like a solid gold tag for his fucking collar.
Yeah.
And then, so obviously.
And that's actually when he first gets the name Oliver. Up until this point, he has no name.
He's just a cat.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, fucking Dodgers should have named him. Somebody should have named him.
Yeah.
There was just like.
The little girl names him because the little girl is her family.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. It means something. So when they show up to save him, he's just like, no, I really like it here. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You took me out of my home. I don't want to be with your scumbags. And they pointed out, they're like, oh, so you're too good for us now?
Yeah, like, Dodger gets a little hurt because they had a couple of moments where Dodger connected with him.
Yeah.
And now that he's kind of rejecting him, and he even says, he's like, no, you know, I like you guys. You guys are great, but I have a life
home
now.
You
like, yeah, this is all I've ever wanted.
I
was,
really like it then.
Yeah. And why wouldn't he? Like, he gets, like, it's a pretty nice place. Yeah.
Like, come on,
you guys are homeless. He's living in a fucking mansion. Yeah.
Guess what I get?
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my owner's still going to be alive in 2 weeks, as opposed to your guys' owner.
He's
looking
dead
at the
in, like,
fucking
12 hours.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it. And they're still like, come on, you're a homeless gang of fucking dogs. Like, don't act like in a second you wouldn't betray everybody.
Well, yeah, because he betrayed him right away by not giving him any of the fucking sausages he stole.
That's right.
Right, that's how they meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he steals like
by tricking him.
Yeah. Exactly. So fuck you, Dodger.
Fuck you, Dodger. Yeah, exactly. But no, Oliver, rightly so, is like, I'm rich now, motherfuckers. Like,
rich,
why did you
take
me out of there? I'm a rich fucking cat now. I don't know what you guys are doing. And so,
but then Dom DeLuise comes home and he's like, oh, hey, it's the cat again. Oh, look at this nice necklace. Oh, you found a home.
Wait,
that's nice with
a
rich, cause he's been given 3 days
to pay back Robert Loggia.
Yeah, exactly. To Robert Loggia. He has 3 days to pay him back. And at this point, it's like 1 day. And so he's like, oh, I'll write a kidnapping letter for this cat or a catnapping.
Yeah. So they'll pay me all
so
the money.
Pay me,
so he's like, you're very, very rich.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. And the little girl finds the letter and just leaves.
Yeah, because she's a little girl.
Because she's a little girl. She's like, I don't know. How old she thinks she's supposed to be? Like seven?
Well, she's in school, so I'd say 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Yeah, she's...
Even that seems too old.
It's also a great bit when he's writing the letter, because he gets like an ironing board to write the
and
letter.
And it keeps going down.
And it keeps going down. Like he keeps sinking lower and lower and lower. And he's got this weird, like, evil face thing with his big teeth and shit. Like, it's a pretty good little bit to make him like, oh, like, he's kind of being a fucking dick right now.
He also really, really, when he is evil and conniving, he does look like a Ralph Bakshi character. That,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely, like, some pieces taken away from
This has animators, like, that really looked at New York landscapes and New York animation. And, in fact, the director worked on Heavy Metal. And, you know, so he comes from that.
Yeah, it has kind of indie style. Okay. It's a little looser than most of your Disney stuff. Like, just the animation in general is a little sketchier.
Yeah, I was going to say the buildings. Because even in, like,
the opening shot is very sketchy.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketch. Like, in the Paris, like, scenery, it's sketch. But then there is, like a detail.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And this one, it's kind of like, and there is a giant rectangle.
Yeah.
That is a building, you know?
Yeah, which must be funny for Ralph Bakshi, who went and he would sit down and he would draw the entire fucking New York landscape, like in the street, like in the middle of a gutter fucking street. He would draw the whole thing, and then it would be a background for fucking Fritz the Cat.
Right.
And nobody else was doing that. Nobody was conceiving it. And it must be weird for him to see this and be like, I was fucking doing that.
That was me. Yeah.
You pieces of dog shit.
Yeah. Fucking Disney.
And now, like, it's a fucking huge hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, that's his whole life, though.
Oh, yeah. His whole life was just like, well, his whole life was fuck you, Disney. He could have just been like, I'm going to work for Disney and done that.
He's true. He wanted to make crazy, like, tit movies.
Yeah.
Which, you
don't
know,
we all?
Were, don't we all?
Yeah. Don't we all want to make crazy
he
tit movies?
He did a good job of doing
fuck
that.
Fuck yeah, he did.
So Rich Little spoils fucking Oliver.
Right.
It's like, fuck you guys, I'm going back. That's what I took from it.
I mean, totally. That is not what happened.
Not at all.
He's
so,
like, I'm so
sorry. He gets part of this kidnapping plot. The little girl comes down. DeLuise's character has to go tell Robert Loggia what's going on. Robert Loggia, of course, comes up with an even eviler plan.
Which is pretty smart. He kidnaps a little girl.
Yes, because Dom DeLuise, rightfully, when he meets the little girl, is like, oh my God, I'm the worst. I'm a piece of shit. Like, I'm just going to give this girl her cat back. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And you know what else is not terrible? Is our sponsors.
Sponsor time. Good timing on that. Yeah, sponsor. People's Choice Video for providing the movie. You can go to People's Choice Video and rent this movie any day for $1.99 for 7 days, or on Wednesdays for 25 cents for 7 days.
Ooh. That's right. Mondays, 99 cents, and Thursdays, 2 for $1.
Yeah, best deals in town.
So many good deals. Movies for rent, for sale. Video games for rent or sale.
Yeah, still rocking the 90s lifestyle on People's Choice.
Yeah, for sure. They got a lot of classic video games. You want some old Dreamcast? You want some PlayStation 1?
You want some ColecoVision?
Yeah. You
know, it's there, my friend.
It's Atari, all that shit, man. And the new stuff, too, of course. Great bunch of classics, Sega Genesis, all that goodness. Definitely, if you're in Southern Arizona, you got to get yourself to People's Choice Video. Check out their awesome stuff. And I heard a rumor that there was
an event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So the Video Game Swap Meet is coming up.
Yeah, next month, Video Game Swap Meet on August
19th. August 19th, Video Game Swap Meet. You can bring your games to sell, to trade. You can buy games. It's free shelf space that you can just set up your little area to put up if you have a handful of shit. If you want to, like, get a whole table, then it's $10 to get an entire table if you got a lot of stuff. But if you just got a handful of things or a couple things you want to get rid of, bring it in. It's free.
Yeah. Or you just got, just come.
Yeah.
If you got,
just
like,
come buy some
if you
shit.
Got like half a dozen shit, just come, or just come buy some stuff. If you like old video games,
I guess
if you like new video games.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
Be there or be square. Anyway,
hopefully it'll be after the gaming expo, and there'll be some really cool finds.
Yeah, there's already
a lot of cool stuff there. And there's going to be a lot of rare stuff, people coming out for it. And the other thing that people are coming out for is that when you're hearing this, later on this week, we've got two, not one, but two Beer Geek Bakery events.
Oh, shit.
You're definitely going to want to check these out. Beer Geek, if you haven't listened to us before, they are the best in beer-made pastries.
It's true.
Just deliciousness.
I can't even
tell
lie.
Them about the events. We got Black Rock Brewery on Thursday?
On Friday.
Friday.
Okay, so Black Rock Brewery is on the east side of town, which will be my first event this far east. So if you're an east sider and you've been kind of holding off because you haven't wanted to come all the way to the real side of Tucson, please, like, by all means, check out the brewery. They have a bunch of different beers on tap. They're pretty new, so there's a lot to do. I am going to use one of their roasted green chili Hefeweizens, which is super contradictory and doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's fucking delicious, so we're going to use it. And just get out there and support and taste things. And then the very next night on Saturday for you Northsiders, it's at Catalina, and it is Christmas in July.
Oh,
and it's a Christmas
right
event. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I'm about to just die of a fucking stroke. And so it's Christmas in July. She's going to be showing Christmas movies all night long. It's a pajama party. It's a cookie swap. Like, I'm going to be making beer cookies. It's ridiculous. It's just like my fucking dream come true.
I assume by Christmas movies you're talking about Die Hard and the first Rambo.
Obviously.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Gremlins maybe?
No, totally. That's gonna happen. Or Elf and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, or just a most Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sorry.
What about that one where Goldberg plays Santa and he kills a bunch of people? How about
Santa
that?
Santa Slay.
Santa Slay, yeah.
Santa Slay, yeah.
Maybe I can talk her into Bill Murray's Scrooged.
That would make me happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scrooge is very really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good Christmas movie.
No, I know.
I'll give it to
favorites.
Gremlins.
Gremlins is great, especially when he's eating that weird chicken, the super slimy chicken.
What about Lethal Weapon?
I know. Sure.
And they're Christmas... Yeah. Stuff.
Nice guys is Christmas, right?
Nice guys.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, that's a really fucking funny movie.
Ice Harvest. You ever see Ice Harvest?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. John Cusack, Ice Harvest.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Randy Quaid is a bad guy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
a weird movie. Yeah. That's a crazy movie.
Yeah.
So, anyways, those are our sponsors. They are definitely worth checking out. Follow them on Facebook.
Yeah. If you go to either one of the Beer Geek events and you mention the podcast, I will give you $1 off a full size. Goodie. And then if you like People's Choice video and you like the podcast on Facebook or Instagram, you'll also get $1 off. So do
look
it.
At all those ways to save.
I know. Fuck yeah. Do that.
And those aren't the only events. There's Beer Geek events pretty much every month, at least one or two.
At least. And there's product for sale around.
Definitely.
Town.
Yeah. And there's product for sale. Tucson Hop Shop, I know.
Woo-hoo.
But definitely follow Beer Geek on Facebook or Instagram or both.
Yeah.
And
follow
People's
Choice Video.
And People's Choice Video on Facebook. They post a lot of cool stuff about their events and their deals and
whatnot.
Also
got Ninja Turtles for sale now?
Yeah, Ninja Turtles. Like, they got Usagi Yojimbo, which I'm very much thinking about buying.
Yeah, Usagi Yojimbo for $5.99 with accessories.
Because that comic is amazing.
Fuck.
So... definitely follow all of our sponsors on Facebook. If you're interested in being a sponsor or just saying, hey, what's up, dudes? You are cool dudes, and I want to have questions for you. Definitely hit us up at the email. That's blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. Or you can tweet at us. We are at 80s Movie Podcast.
Or the Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook's actually a pretty good way to get a hold of us,
Facebook.
Too.
Yeah, it's all Facebook.
We post all of our episodes on the Facebook, and we are old people, so we call it the Facebook.
The Facebook, yeah.
But we also, I don't know, put random nonsense sometimes.
I live my life in that brief moment where it was the Facebook and then Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw the movie and I remember correctly, Justin Timberlake tells him, drop the, and just be Facebook. I only live my life in that,
in that 30 seconds
after he creates the Facebook and before he decides to just call it Facebook.
Yeah. I'm still living that MySpace lifestyle, so I don't know about that.
I wish I could customize my background like I did my MySpace.
MySpace was better.
It was better. So much
so weird.
It was your
fun.
Own website.
Yeah, you could have a blog. You could put up music.
Yeah,
you could do all kinds of weird shit.
It would just play your music that you wanted to play.
Just pick like 10 songs you like, and people would be like, hey, cool.
Yeah.
Cool songs, bro.
Do you like hearts spinning around your fucking page all day?
You can have it.
Yeah.
I had a little lowrider that just sat there and bounced all day. I want that. Why can't I have that, Mark?
Yeah.
Come on, Zuckerberg.
Come on.
Yeah, get on that.
Stop running for president. And get your shit together.
Or just do both.
I mean, we're all going to vote for The Rock next time anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It is weird that now they're like, you can put GIFs in comments. And I'm like, well, MySpace,
you could put that where your name was supposed to be.
You could just put videos down on MySpace. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, MySpace was great.
Yeah.
Jesus,
anyways,
this episode is all about just being
just
old as
shit.
Fuck.
Yeah,
this is the old man episode.
Yeah.
I have another thing. I had to walk up the snow and hills.
It was better.
And it
was
better.
That was Cheech Marin.
Oh. I thought that was Billy Joel.
For the longest time.
Billy Joel's Jewish now.
Billy Joel, you know this, he's actually sold out. He has like records for selling out Madison Square Garden. That fucking New York loves that motherfucker, and that motherfucker loves New York.
I have a friend who is younger than me and hip and beautiful.
Super fucking into Billy Joel,
and her entire family.
Wait,
you have
a friend who's young and hip and beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
Name is Francisco.
Yes, she is beautiful.
God damn it, Emma.
I know.
I feel like we have to have words. By words, I mean
beautiful
slapping.
Bitch.
She doesn't like boys, so that is one of the issues. Boo. But her whole family is obsessed with Billy Joel, and they go like
I enjoy
collectively
a challenge.
They go collectively as a family to all of his concerts, and she'll fucking sing her brains out.
That's what I feel like now. Like nowadays, when you look at an artist that's a successful artist, and they have like 7 albums, that's a good library of albums. But if you ever like go through like look for through the records
for Billy Joel
at a record like a store or like a Goodwill and shit, it must be weird to be like, oh, you're Herb Albert. I know you're from something. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I have 4,000 albums that I put out in the '80s. You know what I mean?
No, like that's ridiculous. Yeah. Herb Albert is ridiculous.
Yeah, like or like the guy that plays the guitar, that played the guitars in like the '70s and the '80s. Yeah. I can't remember his fucking name, but I see his shit all the time, and every time I see it, it's a different album.
Yeah.
He has
Chuck Mangione, same thing.
Yeah, same
motherfucker
thing.
Never stopped playing the trumpet.
So yeah, he's like, oh, you might remember me from the '70s when I put out 40 albums every 3 months.
Yeah. Like it's,
yeah, that's how it used to fucking be.
Yeah,
now it's
and
like
now it's like
Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce put out an album once every decade, yeah.
And
they
and
fucking
it sells out like
yeah,
fucking bananas. Yeah,
they make her queen of the fucking world.
Yeah. That queen bee.
Yeah. She just doesn't know.
Yeah, there's supposed to be like a religion now about her, I guess.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it really?
Lord. That probably.
That makes sense. Yeah. They've always been acting like that.
Yeah.
The other day, one of the people at work were playing her album, and it got all like weird and religious, and I was about to smash my head into the walk-in.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like a Jesus song. I was like, what the fuck is happening? This is the worst kitchen I've ever worked in. They listened to if any other kitchen person ever walked in, it would just be overthrown in a minute. Like, they're playing Alan Jackson. That's like, you can't do that shit. The kitchen gods will smite you.
Smite
you know
you.
What I mean? Like, there's.
You need to go full on Game of Thrones on these.
I'm going to. I've had it.
We need to have
I've
a red
it.
Wedding up in
I
this
heard,
kitchen.
I heard a little bit of, like, religious music again the other day, and I was like, I don't, you guys understand. Then there was some, like, Indian flute playing in the front, like, but on the line. You know what I mean? And he was just like, I'm fucking stressed. I'm fucking stressed. I need to listen to Indian flute. I'm fucking stressed. Luis. He was freaking out. But that's what I'm saying is they like. They
is he Indian?
No. He's just a little old Mexican guy. But he.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just be like.
But I mean,
to the
also, like, he's not. That doesn't calm him down at all on any level. He still freaks out.
Yeah. He's still just losing his fucking
shit. No, he's
shit.
Just. But I just don't understand why this kitchen is allowed to play the most heinous music that I've ever heard in any kitchen in my life. That's not okay.
That's not okay anywhere.
Especially in the kitchen.
The
yeah. It is.
Well, in this movie, I mean, the songs,
the songs are bad. The songs are not
the
great.
The songs are not great.
There's two songs that are pretty good.
The girl playing the song on the piano
is a pretty good song. Pretty sweet. Just good natured song. The performance is all right. The girl's fine, but it's a sweet little song. Has a nice melody.
Yeah,
and then the main theme song, the you know Why Should I Worry?
Yeah, the
Billy Joel
like,
song.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's all right. Yeah. There's two okay songs.
Everything else is kind of not great.
There's just not something that like that every good. Disney movie usually has at least one song that like people are. You know,
that was supposed to be Why Should I Worry?
Yeah, that was supposed
clearly
because
it's the only one that gets a reprieve, like a reprieve, right?
But wasn't it big before this movie came out?
Was it?
No.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
It was made for this movie.
I was born 30 years after this movie came out, so I don't know.
Yeah. 12-year-old Mr. Seitz over here knows.
There's no way that this song was made for this movie.
I think this song was totally made for this movie.
I think the song was totally made for this movie.
I'm like 99% sure.
No, this is like on one of his albums.
It may be.
They play it on the fucking radio.
Do they really?
Yeah.
What radio are you listening to?
Why should I?
Are you listening to Radio Disney? Are you listening to Radio Disney?
Yes, it's a long
is this
commute.
Pandora, what is this?
The There's Radio no Disney way. Pandora?
Yeah.
Because even in the song, one of the songs that he's singing in the beginning, the one
the
when
Huey
he's...
Lewis song?
No, when he's selling the sausages and he's singing, he like fucking does a throwback to one of his original songs in that song.
Well,
and
that's
I was like,
different.
Hold up.
Oh, that's
like,
just
this
Billy
is a
Joel
Billy
being
Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's just kind of a cute, a funny little like, oh, let, remember? And
it's the same way they always... Yeah, it's the same way they always do all that kind of fourth wall breaking shit where... It's like in all the Expendable movies where they're like, I'll be back. Oh, you've been back. I'll be back. You know, like, it's always the same fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Expendables and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord
it's
and Savior.
It's been a little while before.
My personal Beyoncé-style relationship.
Yeah, your queen bee.
Yeah, my queen bee, Sylvester Stallone. No, there's a couple of connections here. So Robert Loggia was in Over the Top.
Yes.
And the voice of one of the Dobermans... was
Roscoe.
In Rocky 2.
Roscoe,
yeah, Roscoe. Yeah. The voice of Roscoe was in Rocky 2 playing Lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. So connected to... The Oliver and Company connects to fucking
connects
Stallone.
To Stallone, who I feel like...
We could still get him on the podcast.
We should, well, obviously. But also, Stallone should have been Dodger.
Oh, that would have been good.
Shit.
Especially with his accent. Like, that would have been perfect.
I mean, who's a cooler fucking New York guy than Stallone?
Nobody knows Stallone. Yeah. What, 88, what was he doing? Stopping my mom with shoot? Like,
yeah.
No, he was doing Rocky. Those, which...
No, this was after Rocky IV. This was before Rocky V.
Yeah, this is before Rocky V. He was doing nothing. Come on, Disney. What the fuck, man?
Come on. What are you doing, Disney?
I feel like it could have either been him or Robert De Niro, and either one
would actually,
have been...
De Niro would have been good, too.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. De Niro would have been really good. Not Billy Joel, though, for sure.
No,
we
I
all
mean,
agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Billy Joel's a mistake in this.
Because he didn't even, like, his songs didn't even lend enough. Like, musically, he didn't lend enough to this movie.
No, and he's not a voice actor like
songs.
We talked about.
Yeah. He sang two songs in the movie. And that's right.
And well, I know Stallone can voice act. I've seen Ants.
Yeah, we saw Ants. Yeah. He voice
you
acted
laugh,
in that.
But he's great in Ants.
He was
he's
a big
really
ant.
I know. I just am picturing the ant that looks like him, which is so fucking weird.
It
so
didn't look
weird.
Exactly like him.
It's just like in the movie, the Bee movie with fucking
with
Jerry
Seinfeld.
That Bee looks just like him. It's so fucking weird.
The whole bit on that fucking movie was just like, I'm a bee.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm a bee now. What if Seinfeld's a bee? I'm a bee.
Yeah, it's so.
What's the deal with honey?
Well, yeah, that's exactly. He says it like four times in the fucking movie.
Yeah. So dumb.
No, Stallone would have been cooler.
Yeah, he would have.
For sure. And
Oh, you know what? One thing I did want to mention is, so the whole opening sequence, to go way back.
Yeah.
Dodger steals these hot dogs, which aren't really hot dogs. They're sausages.
They're sausages, yeah. They're like,
they're
connected.
Like the huge connection of sausage,
link,
right?
Sausage
wraps drink. Them around his neck and then drags them through New York for like miles and miles.
Yeah.
Those sausages are filthy.
No, they're dogs. They're just filthy sausages.
Because I watched an episode of Mythbusters and they were like, what happens, like how long does food have to be on the ground in order for it to be contaminated.
Oh, no, it was a 10-second rule.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so what they did was they took a New York City hot dog from a vending machine or from the vendor on the street, and they dropped it on the New York City sidewalk. And you would have to leave it for well over 30 minutes for it to pick up anything that would hurt you.
He is dragging that thing for like 3 hours.
I know, but
he's also
still,
a dog, though.
Yeah.
I've seen dogs eat just shoes.
That's I've seen dogs eat literally poop, eat so. Shit.
Yeah.
Like they've eaten dead
point.
Animals.
That I've seen
point.
Stray dogs in Mexico.
Well, and they make.
Oh,
they,
God.
They even,
don't
yeah,
talk
don't
about
talk
it. You're going to make me cry again.
Yeah. That's.
But Cheech Marin also makes the comment that, like, I guess we're going to have to eat newspaper. So,
I get
know,
newspaper
they,
burritos?
Burritos, yeah.
Burritos, of Jesus course.
Christ.
Which, again, Cheech Marin plays a fucking chihuahua in this.
Of course.
So
he
racist.
Does.
They're very racist, very Cheech Marin. But again, like you said, he made a career on this.
Yeah. I kind of feel like he can't complain because he's like, well, this is my thing, though. This is my bit. This is what I do.
Also, remember how offended people were in Lion King that the like,
hyenas?
Medicine man monkey baboon guy was a black guy, like it was voiced over by a black man, and they like people
but
were
then
like
people
that's
are
not
also
okay.
offended that the lions are white,
yeah,
that like Simba is played by a
not
white dude.
not an African guy
yeah, and it's like
true.
Yeah.
It's a lion
yeah
it's not a,
it's
not
just
a person.
I don't understand why no one threw a fit about fucking Cheech Marin being a goddamn chihuahua. Did.
Well, because it was back then, they were like, shut up, Mexican.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were like, you don't have an opinion.
You got no money. Yeah, I don't got to listen to you now. Exactly. Now, some Mexican people have money. So
yeah, they got to be careful. Obviously. Tread lightly.
George Lopez made a big fucking deal on some of his stand-ups about the
Yo
Quiero Taco Bell chihuahua. And then he played the voice.
Fucking chihuahua.
Yeah, then he did the voice for Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, man. For reals, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Money.
What an asshole.
Hey, man, if you want to make me play any racial stereotype, you throw me a couple bills, I'm there, man.
Yeah.
Speaking I will of do the most racist voice I can do.
Stereotype. We never said that Oliver was played by Joey Lawrence.
That's true.
Which is important.
Joey Lawrence, yeah.
Young Blossom. Joey Lawrence.
Young Blossom.
Pre-Blossom.
Beautiful baby white Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, what Joey is it? Lawrence? What was his line on Blossom?
But he also, ooh, like...
What was it? What was his line on Blossom? What
was it? Whoa, I don't know.
Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Whoa. God.
We are just old people in this.
I don't know what Blossom is.
We're dating ourselves on this motherfucker.
Which one was Blossom?
The one where she comes to the piano.
It's the one with the
Claire Danes?
Mila
Jovovich?
No, the chick from Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch Big Bang Theory. You know that.
But you know about... You're aware that there
I know
is
there's
a show
called
Big Bang Theory.
Yes, I'm
Amy,
aware of this.
Sheldon's girlfriend in it.
Is the blonde girl?
No.
The other chick.
I
can understand
she
that she's
like
not the hot chick. Yeah.
Her name is like Mila Blonick or
wait, the nerd chick?
Bielonic.
Yeah.
She had her own show?
Yeah. It was
Blossom.
She was Blossom.
Holy
Joey
shit.
Lawrence was in it?
But she's not attractive. How did she have her own show?
That was
they
the whole
put
point
a hat
of
on
it.
Her. They just put a hat on her. It was Clarissa explains it all for Jewish
freaks and geeks.
No, but those people are actually attractive.
Yeah,
that's
they
the key.
No, back then, those people were attractive-ish. Now
that's the key to all of like... All media that is
nerds.
About nerds, it's like, oh, look at how nerdy they are. It's like, you just took a hot chick and put glasses on her.
Yeah. No, that's why I don't like Big Bang.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Big Bang. Because I think her character is a joke.
Oh, but Penny sucks in Big Bang. She's the worst fucking character on that show.
Yeah, but she's hot, so it doesn't fucking matter. That's stupid.
That's why she sucks on that show.
Oh, God, it's terrible. I hate it. Anyways, Mia Blonick was Blossom.
Wait, is Penny the blonde or the other blonde?
No, she's not the hot blonde.
They're both pretty hot.
She's not the little blonde.
She's not the cute blonde.
She's the one that does the fucking travel commercials for Travelocity or whatever.
Oh, Priceline.
Priceline.
She does Priceline? I thought, what happened to Shatner?
Her daughter.
She plays like Shatner's daughter in the Priceline.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. She also, if you
as
ever,
long as Shatner's still working.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever see those commercials, look at the chick Penny, Kelly Coco, or
Quack,
or whatever her fucking name is.
I don't know.
Up until like the 60s, and then she hyphenated her fucking name. But anyway, look at those Priceline commercials. Her fingers are giant fucking sausages.
Yeah.
Like, she's got giant fucking fat fingers. It's really weird.
And if you have giant fingers next to fucking Shatner, that's
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Shatner's 400 pounds.
Maybe he's just a little guy. Maybe he's not so big.
No, I've seen Shatner.
Shatner's a pretty big guy.
I've seen Shatner in real life. He's a tall, like, debonair guy.
He's tall?
He's tallish.
Yeah, he's tallish.
He would be like...
He's taller than me. I know that.
Well...
Really?
I'm Mexican, so I'm 5'8".
A lot of
I'm 5'9". Shut up.
I don't know.
Looking
how
people
to spell
up.
It.
Anyway, back to
so
this fucking movie.
Let's get to the end of this movie. The guy, we already mentioned, he kidnaps a little girl.
So the dogs come.
And there's a huge car chase.
And there's a huge, awesome car chase. Actually.
So first they infiltrate the facilities.
Yeah.
They get in a fight with the Dobermans.
Yeah. The two black.
Yeah, the two black dudes.
The two black dudes in the fucking movie are the vicious Dobermans.
That are the vicious Dobermans. Exactly. All I could think about was the old Norm bit.
Yeah.
I used to be someone. I was a Doberman.
I'm a Doberman.
Yeah. You got a buck? Buck for the Doberman? Anyways, if you have never listened to that Norm special,
you should.
Do yourself a favor. Anyways, so they get into this big car race and...
Yeah, they get into this big car chase.
Onto the subway. Yeah.
Sykes is following them down because they took the little girl but the Oliver's in the back seat of the car.
Right. So then he takes the little girl back and Oliver jumps over to save him.
Dodger jumps in, kicks the
Dodger, yeah. Dodger jumps in, kicks one, like ends up kicking one of them off, and then the other one has Dodger down. I love this bit actually because it's such like an action movie 80s thing because the Doberman's holding Dodger's head down on the tracks almost, like just inches away.
Fucking close.
And then Oliver jumps in. Flip-a-ronis. Yeah, they flip around and everything. That's a great like.
And they kill those two Dobermen.
Oh, they totally kill them. Clearly, well, and then they kill Robert Loggia.
And then they kill, Robert Loggia smashes in the train and bam, explosion. Robert Loggia and the two Dobermans. Long dead.
Fucking dead as shit.
So cause for celebration.
Clearly. Oh, yeah. So then it's the little girl's birthday. And again, I'm thinking maybe 6 or 7. I think you guys are going too old. But so it's her birthday. And of course, they invite the random fucking thief and his crazy dog gang.
To kidnap the cat. He's scum.
Yeah. They invite these homeless scum.
Scum of the fucking
earth. He's not. He read them a bedtime story.
I mean, to the dogs, but there's a whole, again, Norm has a whole bit about Hitler's dog. Really loves Hitler. Loves
him. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
So he's not scum to the dogs.
That's true. Of course.
But I feel like he's scum to the rich person.
Yeah. And the dogs bring her gifts that are like half a shoe and
the Dalmatian eyeball, which is really creepy.
It's kind of cute in its own way.
Those dogs don't know.
It ends in a happy way where Oliver stays the little girl and they're obviously going to have a wonderful, perfect life.
Cheech Marin almost gets laid.
Cheech Marin actually could have gotten laid, but is like freaked out because Bette Midler's character is crazy.
Yeah.
And, Oliver.
She's like, you want to come up with me?
He's take
like,
a bath.
See you guys later.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and she dressed him up for a show.
Yeah.
And he's got like a pink bow on. And
he's
like,
he's not into that. He's not into that.
I'm not doing these.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he says.
It sounded like you said, I want the Wendy's.
You said that too.
It is lunchtime. It's just like, hey, what's
that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Doing the worst Mexican impression ever.
That's true.
Francisco's very bad at he's
very bad
Mexican.
At being
Mexican American.
So, and then Dodger and Oliver finally share a little moment at the end where he's like, hey, you know, if you ever,
if you ever in the fucking gutters,
we'll leave you. You're still in part of the gang. Like, you know, we're friends, whatever. We're cool. Peace out. I'm going to sing a little refrain and jump on cars.
Yeah.
See, in my mind, I thought from when I was a kid that she just took them all in.
All that, which makes sense because she's got a giant house.
Yeah.
No, fuck. Those dogs are trash. Those are trash dogs.
Obviously.
Never knew the love of a human person.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides, Dodger doesn't need a home. Dodger's home is New York.
He's way too cool. Yeah. That's true. He is a street dog.
He owns New York. The entire city is Dodger's home.
He's not... For wanting.
He's stealing sausage links. He's killing gangsters. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that his foes are gone,
he's the fucking king of the world. And even afterward, like as they're singing, like the female dogs are making eyes. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, he's doing all right. He's doing all right for himself. Don't feel bad for Dodger.
His life is cake now of fighting it out for fucking scraps.
He's
while
got,
his owner
he's
is
got
out
street
hustling.
Savoir faire. Like he doesn't need anything else.
No.
The song also, this is another thing that I feel like Disney songs do all the time. They just make up words.
Oh, yeah.
Not savoir faire, but there's words in that where it's just a bebop, a loop-up. What the fuck is that? That's nothing. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
No. That's like I was intentionally listening to the words in that song from Huey Lewis because I'm a Huey Lewis fan. But immediately I hated that song. I think even as it began, before the words started, I said, I hate this. And then... The words, it's a bad song. They were fucking terrible.
It's not a good song.
And it's like, is it kind of like that scene in La La Land where they're like, sing it, Huey, and he's just like, I want to be dead. I wish I was dead, but I'm getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like, put the hat down farther, play the piano, like in La La Land.
Now play some piano for real. Yeah.
Like, look angry. Huey's like, I don't want to be angry.
No, I feel like Huey Lewis was like, how much do I get paid for this? Because I'm not doing anything else. So I don't know.
No, that's fair. So that's the end of the movie.
Huey Lewis and new songs, do you know?
Yeah. All of them, motherfucker.
Really? Wow, okay.
Yeah, I like him.
Name 4.
I want a new drug. Fucking back, whatever, the heart. Back in time?
Fucking back in the future?
Back in time?
No.
Gotta go back in
the Pineapple Express?
Anyways, so that's the end of the movie. And, it's not the best Disney movie, but I think it's fine.
Animation wise, it was actually really good.
Yeah, there's cool. some nice animation. Really animation. There's a couple of decent songs. The actual morals and stuff are fine. Like it's some nice final characters.
Car, the final car action yeah, sequence is really good.
There's some interesting. This is some of the first use of CGI in a Disney movie, which is pretty interesting. And the train, it's fine. Check it out if you want.
I think it was a terrible sound design on this one.
Yeah, there's some bad sound work.
There's a lot of dead air.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. There's a really bad sound design.
They didn't layer it right. Yeah, there was some bad
sound design. And the whole thing with Billy Joel's sound is always low.
A lot of bad sound design in this, which is a shame.
And you can definitely, like, none of the characters sound like they're in the same room. No, like, there's not different room tones. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah,
it's pretty rough. But it's fine. And if you like it, it's decent family kid movie.
It's cute.
You may also like some of the following films from our recommendation section.
Recommendations. Anything. Theme, style.
Emma?
Person. Anything.
So, I'm not really sure why this popped up in my head, but Follow That Bird with the Sesame Street cast with Big Bird and all of them. So, Big Bird is, you know, he's on Sesame Street and then... I can't really remember exactly what happens, but his feelings get hurt. So then he decides to leave and he's going to go find his real family because he realizes that, you know, the people on Sesame Street are not his family. So
he's a bird and they're like elephants.
Snuffleupagus. And he decides to leave and go find his real family, and it leads him on this crazy adventure across America, and he finds all these bad people and good people and just strange people, you know. And then the whole time all of Sesame Street is looking for him because that is his family. Yeah. And they're looking for him, and it's so fucking good.
And because Big Bird is just a kitten at heart.
Yeah,
he's like a little kid. He has to hold your hand across the street. He's super naive.
He's just a giant bird.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
he's so sweet.
But what if he was Little Bird?
Then he's just a fucking bird.
And he's just like an actual scientifically sized bird.
Actual bird.
Hey, maybe some of us like science. Okay? Maybe some of us want
realism in our movies. Realism in our movies. We like birds to be small. He's just a finch. Bird size. Yeah,
he's a finch.
That's a good movie. I like it. It's good stuff.
And I mean, just the fact that, like, they all go across country looking for him, and then they finally find him, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's got that same, like, little feel.
I'll actually jump right in on that, because you're talking about, it's not the family that you're born to, it's the family that you find.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of what this movie is about in Oliver and Company, because it's all about this gang that form this family unit from scragglers and loners and miscreants.
No matter where you came from or who you were, you know?
And that's the theme of my movie. I just rewatched yesterday, the Serenity movie.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And not an animated movie, obviously.
Yeah, clearly not.
But I've recommended enough animated movies on this podcast. Although, quick shout out, Cats Don't Dance. Also could have recommended that.
Yeah, Cats Don't Dance is a really good movie.
Really good animated movie from the early 90s. But Serenity is a movie and a show that reminded me watching it again, just how fucking good it is. Like, just how well constructed it is, how well the characters are defined, how well it does at balancing comedy and drama and character development. And it's just a great movie, great action. Just our good friend Alan Tudyk, of course.
Yeah, our very close personal
friend. Our close personal friend Alan, who just is fantastic in it. But it's a phenomenal movie. And I know, like, I mean, I don't have to tell the brown coat faithful how good it is, but for some of the younger audience that maybe doesn't know about Firefly, do yourself a favor and watch that. Because if you ever wanted to find a group of outcasts that come together to form a real family, like that's about as good as it comes.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Yeah. That's a good recommendation.
Francisco.
All right, I'm going to go all Ralph Bakshi on this because clearly all the animation comes from Ralph Bakshi. Ralph Bakshi
never realized that
until you, Fritz the Cat, I think, number one.
Love Fritz the Cat.
Fritz the Cat, X-rated animated movie. Ralph Bakshi is just like, I'm going to make a fucking New York movie. Fuck you guys. And then he makes this movie about Fritz the Cat who gets super fucking high and then decides to fight the fucking establishment. And he's just fucking crows and getting into crazy adventures and all that shit. But then there's also American Pop, which has a whole New York scene in it. And that's all Rotoscope. And I love Rotoscope, which is when they take actual footage and they animate over it. But for my recommendation for this, I'm going to go with Coonskin.
Interesting.
Yeah. Coonskin or Street Fight, which was called because they couldn't call it Coonskin when they first released it.
I feel like it was the opposite. They could have called it Coonskin then, but they can't call it Coonskin now.
It is turning racism like on its head, but with animation. Ralph actually got all these black animators and he made this movie in New York about racism, but it's so seeped in the fucking gutters of New York that a lot of the backgrounds in this movie reminded me of it.
Yeah.
And it's Rabbit, and as smart as you was, Rabbit was, and Bear, who is played by Barry White, as big as you was, he was. Like it's a very like a racially charged movie about 1970s New York and racism in it, but the animation in it and the backgrounds straight. Ralph actually sat there and he drew New York backgrounds, and then he animated these fucking these characters taking on the mob. Which they do in this movie.
Yeah,
exactly. Taking on the crazy white sheriff, like taking all that. If you really want like a slice of 1970s New York and you want to have it animated, watch fucking Coonskin. Hunt that movie down and do yourself a favor and watch it. It is amazing. An amazing movie.
Yeah, it's a hard one to find too. Nice. Yeah, Ralph Bashke is fucking, I remember seeing Fritz the Cat when I was like 12 or 13 and just being like, what the fuck is going on?
He went out of his way to be like, fuck you, Disney.
Yeah.
Like, animation could be just X-rated and could be fucked up.
I saw American Pop and Coonskin 2 years ago for the first time in my life, and
they're still pretty crazy. Floored. Yeah.
But then in the interview with him, he was talking about how he wrote this in the 70s and how it's still it applies now and how that makes him sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are our recommendations.
Yeah. And that's the end of the podcast.
Woo.
Next week, we'll be back with I Don't Remember. Probably a movie.
probably a movie from the 80s.
It's probably not a TV show or a movie from the 90s.
Movies from the 80s.
This is seriously all you're supposed to do. You're supposed to know what the next movie is and set up the audio equipment and the laptop. That's all you got to do, but you didn't even do that.
No, I'm terrible at all. I'm just a terrible person.
Yeah.
And
now he has had enough to drink.
Romancing the Stone.
Oh!
So we're coming back with the original. We already talked about Jewel of the Nile.
We talked about Jewel of the Nile. We come back.
Yeah. You can go back into the record, see us talk about Jewel of the Nile. But next week we talk about the original
Romancing the Stone.
Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas, and Kathleen Turner. Hot in this movie.
Yeah, this is her peak hotness.
Yeah, for sure.
And she wears so much translucent white.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
This is like Danny DeVito's like fifth fucking movie in this podcast.
Because Danny DeVito's the fucking boss. Because
Danny DeVito's a fucking man. Yeah.
And Michael Douglas.
Yep.
Like. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week. And until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Andean.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
Why does is it so hard to say
Maybe I should
your
be
name.
The middle. I'll be the middle person.
All right, let's try it again.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
Until next week. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Emma Peterson.
I'm Francisco Andean.
That did work a little bit.
See, I told you. I just don't know what to do with the end. Do I go up? Do I go down? The inflection.
Just say your name.
It freaks me out.
Or maybe instead of saying your name, you should just say, like us on Facebook and follow us.
maybe instead of saying your name, you should just be like, aren't E.G. and Francisco great? Like, those guys are great.
I mean, I thought the problem was me laughing.
No.
Get it? So if I would say that, then...
You wouldn't laugh, because it's not a joke. Like, it's real. It's a real thing.
This is not funny.
It's not a goddamn joke, bitch.
We are very serious about this podcast. This is not joking around. We are not joking around.
So join us next week, blockheads. Until then, good night and good journey.
We love you.